We like dogs singing. It reminds us that it's one of the few positive things humans contribute to the animal.
Well, so we have a minute before we start.
We do, well, sort of, you know, for you, anything.
Oh. Well, anyway, the thing was, in my home, a home that I was sort of in charge of, but there were many people in it, there was this Vietnam vet, and we had this dog who would, when he came home, would grab him by, he came home from work, he would grab him by the dog would grab him by the leg, and they would sing together, howl and sing together. And then when this other person came home, the dog would play with them. And when I came home, the dog would sit right under my chair because I was the boss.
Nice. Dogs know.
Well, interesting, interesting. But the singing was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, excellent. So your team, and before we begin, you know, whatever Saturn formality we will have, because we're going to honor Saturn tonight, but does anybody want to say hello? Or that was Mickey, wonderful Mickey, Coyote Woman. Anybody want to say hello? I know many people are on the web. You can email during the call. You can chime in if you want. At some point we will mute everybody, but you can hit *7 and unmute yourself and chime in. Anybody want to announce themselves? Hello? No.
Hi. I'm Lauren Oakland. I'm using a new headset. I don't know if people can hear me.
Oh, well, we can sort of hear you in a kind of muffled underwater way. Who is that?
Okay. It's Lauren Oakland.
Excellent. Good. Somebody, yes, someone in Oakland, underwater. Very good.
Hello, Lucy San Jose.
Lucy San Jose.
Hi, this is
Coyote.
We finished our major move, and one of our dear cats has gone for a walk and has not come back. And our other cat is sticking around. We think she might be tangled in the woods, so let's all send in energy for little Miss Blackie to come home.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
No, we're gonna Saturn. We're gonna in a moment we will convene and set such a magnetizing hum that not only will your cat come home, but all animals will come home.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody.
That's right.
Everybody will find their way home.
Yeah. So. We think she might be caught in the brambles because we're in the thicket of the woods. So we'll send all that. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, everybody.
No, that's
bye.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, Marianne and your cat in the brambles. Yes, hello?
It's Marianne in Oakland, too.
Oh, I thought that was you. there's multiple versions of you. Well, whose cat was caught in the brambles? Well, all of us.
That was the former
Coyote cat has been, I think, caught in the brambles.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to magnetize it so everybody finds their way home. All right.
Thank you.
Yes, we all need to find our way home because it's an
interesting
time.
Interesting times. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad you're back. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Uh-huh. So we're going to...
Ron and Joey are also here from Petaluma.
Oh, yay. Yes, and I have your... Oh, and actually, Ron, yes, why don't you, before we begin, as we're beginning, who knows, it's all kind of beginning, but do you want to read your deletion thing?
Oh, yeah, let me pull it up.
I have it here, too, but that's
okay.
Very good. Actually, I'm going to mute everybody, and then Ron, unmute yourself by hitting *7.
Everybody's muted.
Oh, everybody's muted? God, I love a staff. Okay, everybody's muted. Ron, why don't you unmute yourself and chime in?
Okay, well, I think I'm unmuted now.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, terrific. Okay. I had written on the Facebook page, for tonight's call, my contribution to throw into the cauldron or press the delete button on is actually rather literal. After 10 years of self-employment, I'm feeling really weighed down by all the stuff, whether it's physical, digital, or mental, that you have to hang on to for taxes, for clients, for to promote yourself, for whatever reason. There's so much documentation but so little actual purpose, even down to the desk, it's taking up way too much space in what should be Zoe's nursery. So I'd like to travel lighter from now on and jettison everything that doesn't contribute to our happiness and well-being. The other thing I should add here is that my work has slowly over the years swollen to take over more and more of our house and more of our life to no benefit and no purpose, really. Just clutter with, it's gotten much bigger than its proper place. So as not to be too self-centered about it, I wanted to spiral the thought out bigger and say that may we all learn the joys of traveling lighter in 2013 with no more worn-out conventional wisdom about what is and isn't possible, desirable, and doable.
Yay!
And I was just specifically thinking about things like the fiscal curb and the debt ceiling and all that the stuff where suddenly the old gray-faced Republican men come out and say we all have to be serious and we can't, Obama has to act as if Romney really won the election and all those ridiculous things that always seem to happen. We just need to fluff them off and move on.
Excellent. And so we shall. And now you can hit *6 and recede into the welcoming realm of your family life and your clutter, yay, which will be disappearing while we delete during this call. So that's great. Okay, team. So, yes, welcome our first call of this year, Gregorian Candle Calendar. And so welcome to the old-timers, the medium old-timers, the new who have just joined, and the tiny little smattering of guests for the evening. Welcome everyone, all trickster redeemers within our heart as we gather at this very interesting time. Blessed Tara, great ally, the team is coming together. We are launching a new website for the tricksters. We thought we were going to get it up today, but in looking at the chart and why we couldn't, it's perfect. Going Saturn square Mars, going slowly incubating, but then Mars trines Jupiter. We'll play with that. But the new website will be up by next week, inshallah, knock on wood, dance around on one foot. And it's really adorable. We're going to have a forum or some other tricksterish word that we will conjure. But we'll keep the Facebook thing because that's so fun. So it's an experiment. But the forum where we're actually going to have sort of, conversing threads and richness and indexable and findable and all of, and bests of and all kinds of things. Tara says, for everybody to be patient about your password, we think we will be able to keep everything going. But yes, we have a jolly attitude no matter what kerfuffles. There we go. Because we are turning hard into easy. And that is a big theme for our chart now and all of that. So anyway, we're going to have a forum. We're going to have a lexicon realm, trickster lexicon, but also an etymology realm so that we can all be, hunters and gatherers because we are engaged in the power of language and metaphor and looking things up. So, for instance, we know that Pluto means wealth. And just for the fun of it, things I found out recently too, gymnasium means to dance nakedly because gymno means naked. We go, really? Everybody going to the gymnasium. And essent, E-S-C-E-N-T, means beginning to show, as in luminescent. And then a new favorite word of mine, violescent, which means beginning to show violet. And we go, ooh, lovely things. So we certainly know as we convene our council, we're in the dark of the moon, the dark of the moon again, whoa. There'll be a new moon on Friday morning in Capricorn, which is why we're going to honor Saturn, because everything's Saturn. A million years ago, my late great colleague Jim Lewis was looking, we were back in the 80s, and he was looking at the winter of 2013, and with his dark humor, he said, that's when the age of Capricorn begins, ha 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 ha. Just because there's a lot of Capricorn, Sun in Capricorn, Mercury Capricorn, Pluto Capricorn, Venus soon entering Capricorn, New Moon in Capricorn, Capricorn Capricorn, Mars in Aquarius, Saturn's other side. So we go, Saturn. Saturn would like us to honor Saturn. And we're actually, no homework, no rules, but guidelines. We're actually growing a structure for our team. Oh, very exciting. In which we will really, honor, a planetary part of our mythological language in some detail each week so that we all kind of have this in our bones and blood, but Saturn is really eager for that. Yes, you know, I was reading many, you know, still in Maya land. One of the Maya texts says, in the beginning was time, and time was God. And we go, time, time, we're going to honor, you know, we know each moment of time awaits our dedicated participation, which is why I am thinking of this year unfurling before us as, you know, a beguilingly bow-wowing down, woof-woof, want to play, kind of coyote-dog hybrid going, woof-woof, want to play? And we go, yes, we do. And that's why I said, but first, before the play begins, a different kind of play, before we avail ourselves of the proffered play, we do join Mercury and soon Venus in Pluto's sweat lodge next to Saturn's spa and the underworld pub of the Hurling Coyote, Deletion Central. We've been tracking for some years, and we have a lot of adorable metaphors we've been animating, and even places to visit. This will all assume greater structure in our website. Very fun, but some of us old timers might remember the pub of the Hurling Coyote, and it's kind of thematic now. And see if it resonates with your likes of yourselves. But where we first got that was from the sacred teachings of Stella Coyote, who is upstairs under the Christmas tree that she doesn't want taken down because she loves the lights and she likes having a forest in the living room. But some years back, when Stella had although that word doesn't exist in her vocabulary, she had made off with an entire cooked chicken about half her size and eaten the whole thing. You know, I was really worried, the sharp bones and all, and she really didn't feel great. And I was like, oh, okay, and she was like, just rub my belly. But then at some point when she began to be able to move, she went outside and she did several things that I find very useful to us. She dug a perfect triangular pit in the ground into which she hurled, and then with her beautiful little pointy nose, she filled in dum, 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 the earth. And then she did this little dance on top of it, what she needed to get rid of. And presumably also in nature, you don't really want anybody else to know you're vulnerably ill, I suppose. But there's also art as well as purpose, art and beauty, because it was very beautiful what she did. And then she sat down and drank her own pee, just like Gandhi, and then she was fine. We go, oh, that's adorable. So we began to animate the pub of the Hurling Coyote every now and then. Blah! And some ways back at that time, we had our youngest, I think he's journeyed on to other Harry Potter Hogwarts schools, but our young guy, Wilfred, who was 12 and really wanted to be part of our team, which is wonderful, and he said, well, what do you mean, blah? You mean like any bad experience, like when you go to a church and then they think that they own you, and we were like, yeah, and he was like, okay. So we have delete, we have the pub of the Hurling Coyote, we have all those things, but deleting files literally, and then I ran into a whole bunch of other friends who were like deleting files with that wonderful empty trash sound. Deleting files on other people's computers that had given them to me. That person might be even on the call. Hello. Deleting our own files, and then everything real, everything metaphoric. And because I'd kind of set this up, and it seemed right that we want to delete and release and then be available for play and honor the deep play of Saturn and the chart of now and all these wonderful things. We do, once we set a frame, you know, then things begin to organize themselves. So I was, you know, settling down to gather wits for ourselves here. And but I was like, oh, let me just clean out one cabinet upstairs. Actually, it's not a cabinet. It's an ancient dishwasher that I've been using to store things in. And I'd forgotten that because Stella Coyote steals everything off the counter, I'd put some fruits and things in there long ago in this dishwasher they used as a rack, and I'd forgotten about it, and so I was cleaning it out and going, gag reflex, oh my god, this giant soup of composting ancient things, like, and I go, oh, that's kind of perfect, because we can run across things now in which we go, or eek, or Huda. And we go, okay, delete those files, clean out that thing, get these things out of our bodies, out of our houses, out of our lives. We remember the Taoist model, you know, which we'll substitute, you know, words for, but peace in our hearts, peace in the home, peace in the neighborhood, peace in the world. There we go. So we can play with that, of course, in reverently irreverent ways. So we go, you know, deleting things in our hearts. Yes, somebody in the trickster Facebook secret handshake council. I didn't even look at the thing, but they mentioned a spiritual teacher that I'd actually just run into in the Yucatan going, and they said, oh, this wonderful teacher. And I go, YARG. Oh, excuse me, deleting my YARG file. Because remember, part of our dynamic, the things we're carrying with us from last year in, because they're so useful, and one of the things I just find useful, like a stone in my pocket. And see, Saturn is a part of us that loves incarnating things. It loves talismans. You know, not that we have an outer superstitious dependence, but just the idea of like having a rock in your pocket that reminds you of a whole sentence or idea or phrase. And this one is, you know, from Michael Gruber's novel, Night of the Jaguar, you know, to love disharmony back into harmony creates a greater harmony than existed before. So we know as tricksters, we do want to be critical. Yes, standards and erudition. But not bleh. or as my last week's guest, Arthur Dunkelman, said, I have no judgments. I have opinions, but no judgments. I go, ooh, you're very good. And he really is, you know, a very jolly curmudgeon. And just in my own, you know, journey, really excellent journey through the Yucatan, but having one toe in this completely discombobulated festival, and I was in a good angle of relating. But the organizer of the festival, bless his heart, because everyone's got a role in the mystery play. We thank everyone for playing their role, no matter how befoibled, or especially those who've taken on the task of playing an extremely, you know, unsavory character on stage. We thank them especially for in the mystery play. Anyway, so the organizer of this festival, had been quite discombobulated and, you know, whatever. But of course, you know, we magnetize whatever, well, we magnetize. And that's part of the Saturn motif we're going to play with. So of course, on Christmas Day in Valladolid, this beautiful colonial Mexican town with my Mayanist scholar friends, you know, and I'm walking down the street, and there's just out of the blue the organizer of the festival. And as I looked into his little earnest, bewildered, doggy eyes, I realized I had no harumphitude, deleting harumphitude file. Just, you know, good luck to you, you know, and thank you for playing your role in the mystery play. So intimacy, true intimacy, and we're here to restore intimacy to the world, really does. You know, we step into the center of the storm. We step into the still point. Still point. You know, and then we really don't have kind of extravagantly indulgent, fill in the blank, harumphitude, righteousness, finger wagging, you know, just delete. You know, and as we go along this evening, just think of things you're happy to delete or in the privacy of your own temple, you know, feel free to every now and then go, or of course you can, you know, chime in if there's something especially spicy or useful, or you can email or any of those things. And we have our friends chiming in, hello team in Silver City, New Mexico, and hello team in Vermont. And we do have a great team. We do have a really great team. Increasingly, and it's gotten quite focused. Everybody's paid. Everybody's Saturned. We have structure, and this can be liberating. Saturn is our friend. So, yes, may all be forgiven. We are releasing all past hermetic kerfuffles now. Why did I say such a thing? Well, we remember that I love redefining the word forgive as to mean to give energy for change, because then it turns that circly thing into a spiral. You know, who couldn't we forgive if we define it that way, if it means give energy for change? It's very close to part of our dancing dynamic this week, this moment, this night, this time period in perpetuity. You know, this model of what is the one way of relating to the world and everything in it that is guaranteed replenishing and never depleting. And Jupiter overhead, where we are, on the East Coast anyway, and in this chart, says blessing. You know, it can be fierce blessing as we keep practicing, you know, and spicy and witty, but remembering our ally etiquette, you know, that we're allowed to set in motion anything of which we would be the happy recipients. So we don't wish anyone harm because we don't wish ourselves harm, but we do wish, you know, some of our favorite things. You know, may anyone, you know, abusing power be moved to a place they can no longer harm themselves by harming others. You know, ashe, may the words incarnate into matter. And any of those other things, and again, before one sets that in motion with a kind of we go, would I, you know, each one of us, accept that if I were abusing power to be swept to a place where I could no longer harm myself by harming others? Yeah, then let it go. We remember, we say some things are always true, but there are times when they are truer. And so as I kind of introduce part of the pattern of now, and we have astrologically cognoscenti among us, and those interested, and those medium interested, and those not that interested, but I will aspire, addressing all levels, to translate the mythic, beautiful sky language, sky-earth story into something we can feel resonating in our bones and blood. And we do remember as tricksters, you know, some of the things we put on our table as we set forth into this increasing story storm is any gathering, you know, any spiritual teaching, any divination, anything like that is useful to the extent that it guides each person to their own autonomy. I'm just liking putting that on our trickster work table, going, alrighty, okay, there we go. So some things true, times when they are truer. So what I want to introduce is Saturn in myriad forms, so we can kind of feel what that represents. And this beautiful astrological language says, you know, it's a way of tracking patterns. It's the first originating language of the interrelatedness of everything, in a sense, the first ecological language of you cannot pluck one strand of creation over here without resonating the whole thing. So each planet, we're not going causative, all the scientists can relax, go, oh, there we go. It's a language, and that calms all the scientists down. They go, oh, well, if it's a language, like poetry, like another kind of storytelling, oh, well, that's okay. So we might say there's a quality of intelligence that we'll call Saturn that is structure, form, intention, focus, authority, leadership, you know, and we say part of our function, you know, forever that we're working on in our own individual charts and our contributing to the collective as well, is to give each part of us, represented by a planet, the work that it does best. And I think in some curious ways, Saturn is the least understood. Saturn's a part of us that is really good at setting intention, defining things, and vows, and, you know, and like that. But Saturn's really terrible at how, at realism. So what often happens to us is we set an intention, or we go, and then we go, oh, how? Oh, plunged into depression. Oh, Saturn's only job, in a sense, but we're going to amplify, but for now, only job is to define things, to set intention. It's the tiller on the boat. You know, it's the part of us that's the captain on the boat. It's the part of us that the movie director on and the captain on the boat will amplify those things. But Saturn's job is to set intention, and that's it. That's it. Jupiter and Uranus are parts of us that chime in and say, we'll do how. We'll do the booking. Don't let the compelling illusion of depression masquerading as realism, you know, thwart you or exhaust you or you know, again, the tiny sense of what is or isn't possible. No, don't worry about that, because that will just, you know, slow things down. But setting intention, and then we bring in wonder. We set intention, we go, and I wonder how this will take place. And then the wonder is kind of a Neptunian theme. Wonder attracts revelation. There we go. And synchronicity and the Jupiter realm. So as we convene now, I do have to, yes, running into yargy things and pools of strange composting garbage and the not used dishwasher, that anyway, all those things, literal, metaphoric. So we honor Levette. So we do want to honor Saturn within and without. Now, part of the model is for us to inhale our authority from wherever we've given it. So as we often begin-ish our calls, so we're still beginning, we're all beginning, it's all beginning, we love literalized metaphors. So we remember one of the totems for Saturn is our goat. It is our goat. It is our ungettable goat. And if our goat gets gotten, it comes back even friskier than before. And this is a very excellent visualization and a very excellent practice. Saturn we is not, you know, grumpy old boring discipline and somebody else telling us what to do that we all, of course, resist and rebel against. It's our own rhythm, you know, and our own kind of insourcing of what's been outsourced. So if we have an issue with anything in the outer world, one way of playing with it is to go, I wonder why I would have scripted that in my movie. Let me back up for a moment to bring this into play. So first, okay, Saturn is our goat, our ungettable goat. If somebody gets our goat, it trots right back, thump, 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 friskier than before. So each one of us see our little marble-eyed goat, our little customized marble-eyed goat self, our autonomy. You know, each person with their own goat, their own authority. Yes, that's really good. And it's unscapable as well, in case anybody's been catching flack. We go, no, our goats no longer attract flack. Part of the trickster thing is not a martyr, not a martyr, no. Smooth and playful, wonderful goat, you know, sturdy. Goats love uneven ground, like coyotes. They love seesaws. Dogs, not so much, although we've seen some incredible videos of dogs surfing and dogs on rollerblades or skateboards, so not completely. But goats and coyotes especially love seesaws, uneven things, gambling, frolicky. When the terrain is uneven, they delight in that. They delight in the unsmooth path, finding a way out of no way, like High John, the trickster redeemer of the South, finding their own little path, seeing the path that is not a well-worn path, you know, in the uneven ground. Oh, very good. So we have our goats. Now, shifting metaphors, but keeping them accumulating, Saturn is also the part of us that receives the downloaded family and ancestral script of how things are, the definition of reality, and how we must be to be safe, and all of that. So Saturn becomes the part of us that receives this downloaded script and is the unconscious casting director and director of the movie. And so that's why it is a practice. We like Saturn practice because we want to have a full range of available and surprising responses, you know. So, and we get to do this kind of backstage like now, so that when things come up, we already have a kind of greased circuitry. We're taking charge of our own circuitry so that we respond rather than react, and that we are therefore aligning with nature's evolutionary ingenuity, because we love freedom and we know that to react to anything is not free, but in fact to carry around a portable prison for oneself and others. So as we are Saturn, agents of cool, in an increasingly hot world, we avail ourselves of an ever-expanding, you know, repertoire of responses, you know, linguistic, metaphoric, you know, practices. So one of the practices that Saturn loves us to engage in, the Saturn part of all of us, remembering that, again, the Grail legend begins, you know, when people look to outer authority for inner guidance, it starts to make the land ill. All right. Authentic leadership in. So any harumphitude one has from the external world, one way, I mean, there's many, and we want to keep expanding them, but one way is to say, I wonder why I would have cast the story this way in my movie. And see, it's very, I mean, we're all practicing this together, you know, so I'll just think of anything that might make one grumpy. So this isn't current, but, you know, one of the things, you know, and we're all kind of setting a magnetic field that makes it easier and more fun for all of us to do this. But when, you know, I don't know, at a conference and somebody wasn't paying me or whatever, you know, and I go, then I go, no, I wonder why in my movie I would have been casting this person or this circumstance to not recompense me. And see, I wonder. Now, we don't even need to know, but one gets to then just say, in case, because we don't need certainty, in case I have been doing that, I'm throwing that script into the cauldron, I'm deleting that file, I'm deleting that story, and I'm conjuring a more delightful story. I am now intending and casting for equal, jolly, fun people who love reciprocal blessing in the form of recompense that is timely and whatever. And we do want to also put on our work table our relationship to time. One of the best things, you know, again, because we have our Council of Ancestors that we'll also be putting up on our new website, so many ambitions that will slowly be fulfilled. But Eliphas Levy was a great 19th century magician at a time when, you know, there were such things. And but he said about Saturn and time, let us conduct ourselves as though we were kings and queens with all eternity before us. You know, the pattern on the trestle board says, I rest my life from day to day upon the sure foundation of eternal being. The kingdom of spirit is embodied in my flesh. We go, Now, we wonder forever what that means, but we like it. So time and kings and queens, in a metaphoric sense, we might all be philosophical anarchists or, you know, whatever, going no class system, but the fairy tale version of like, And part of our theme is precedes and that's very much in the chart right now. So to to bring, you know, the chart realm, you know, into, I did think, you know, just in the, I don't know how many of you have been tracking with the radio shows I've been doing since back from the Yucatan and even before, last week with the scholar, Arthur Dunkelman, which was pretty jolly. And, but it was from him or some scholar. I know. It was actually from Mark Van Stone, one of my traveling companions and radio guests as well. The Katun, the 20-year cycle in the Maya calendar, I was taken to task by Quetzal Castaneda, you know, who was a little bit academically grumpy, but he goes, what is the Mayan calendar? And I was like, ooh. And he goes, there is no Mayan calendar. And I go, ooh. And he goes, it's Maya. It's a Maya calendar. And I go, well, that was a long, grumpy way of delivering information, but okay, fair enough. And he was like, anybody who uses the word Mayan, you know, is wrong and knows nothing. And we go, well, and bless you too. Because we do want to critique and bless everybody, you know, critique it and bless it anyway. Well, we are all truly befoibled, so Maya. But the Maya calendar, the Maya people, okay, all right, fair enough. We like knowledge. But the Katun, Mark Van Stone said, you know, we have some of the predictions of the Katuns, the 20-year cycles. He said pretty much every 20-year cycle, and they were all kind of negative, kind of gloomy, but they said, oh, in this, almost every 20-year Katun cycle, they would say, oh, and the leaders will be corrupt. And we go, well, safe prediction. However, we're breaking out of the kind of tyranny of past history in some ways, and we go, until now, which again is part of our trickster lexicon until now, because language, especially now, is just sliding right into the material world. So when people, all of us, you know, can go into our whaley-whaley or I can't do this, you know, I just am doing astrology readings with people too. It's very fun. It's not finger-waggy. It's just, you know, kind of fun, really, because we're all in this thing together. You know, when people go, oh, I've never been able to do blah, 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 and I go, until now, I used to not be able to do such and such until now. Until now, very wonderful phrase, very liberating, you know, just chiming that in, until now. So, yes, so the Saturn realm is this wonderful realm of the dark and liberating humor of complicity. Not shame, not blame, but whatever's going on, we are contributing, you know, we are complicitous, we are contributing our chi. And just from ancient Steve Behrman, Swami Vyandananda, 20-year-old riffs, but kind of adorable, he goes, and if you want to be a crook, it takes great spiritual practice. It's called chi ting. We go, oh, that's very cute. You know, you gather all your chi. And he says, as in many things, that's where the pros become the cons. We go, all right, so there's all of that there. But again, to cultivate, and again, by our magnetic field, make it easier for all of us to critique, to see everything, the good, the bad, the wonderful, the horrific, the creepy, and bless it all. Okay, so Saturn, right now, where's Saturn? Saturn, presider over this moment. Saturn, Lord, God of time. You know, in Scorpio, in Mars' sign, squaring Mars. Now, I'm going to say this beautiful thing. I mean, beautiful technical thing. Saturn is in Scorpio, Mars' sign. It's at a 90-degree angle to Mars in Aquarius, Saturn's sign. Okay, so Saturn is in Mars' sign, and Mars is in Saturn's sign, and they're 90-degree angle to each other. So it's called mutual reception. It's just kind of wonderful. When two planets are connected and they're in each other's sign. They're sort of like guests, like the I Ching, the Wanderer, Strange Lands, and the Wanderer's Lot. You know, when you're a traveling guest, there's a special kind of etiquette or, you know, aspirational, more observant, reticent, polite behavior, you know. But they're squared, 90-degree angles. Now, remember, I love squares, 90-degree angles, or kerfuffles, as we might experience them in life without needing to know the astrological language. And we say all squares, 90-degree angles, have a dignity. They are where there's a false estrangement brokered by the reality police, which is outsourced Saturn. Any outsourced Saturn tends to become tyrannical in its external manifestation, just as a fun working principle. We call it the reality police, you know, about what you're allowed to think or do or whatever, you know. And sometimes we internalize the reality police until we delete that file. Find and delete the internal reality police file. Boy, that feels better. Okay. Saturn and Mars are in mutual reception. Saturn's at 10 degrees of Scorpio. Mars is at 10 Aquarius. Let's introduce them further. So that's a beautiful pattern. Now, Saturn at 10 plus Scorpio, the Sabian symbol for that is a drowning man is rescued. Now, what are Sabian symbols? There's a tradition, a Saturn resonant, ancient, timely, rhythmic, morphic resonance tradition going way back into ancient Egypt of metaphors associated with each degree of the zodiac, 360 metaphors. All these cultures of exquisiteness, Egypt, Maya culture and civilization, very metaphorically, sometimes a little too rigid because you might not want to get locked into somebody's constraining metaphor, but all, anyway, never mind all that. Okay, we delete the constraining aspect. And then, you know, in the 20s, Elsie Wheeler, a psychic, and Mark Edmund Jones kind of sat down and sort of channeled these metaphors. But I know this degree really well, where Saturn is right now. You know, what is the objectivity where the abstract, you know, kind of metaphor is so real? So a million years ago in Providence, Rhode Island, I was just beginning to do charts, and I was about to go to somebody's house calls to do a reading, but I noticed that there was just a very strong transit that day that had to do with 10 Scorpio. Might have even been Saturn at 10 Scorpio. No, something else. But anyway, so when I arrived at the person's house, I go, oh, you know, it's just so exact, this particular degree emphasized in your chart today, a drowning man is rescued, a drowning man is released. Does that mean anything to you? And he goes, whoa, well, I almost canceled the appointment because last night my father died of emphysema. I was like, whoa. And he goes, he was the drowning man who was released, and I was the drowning man who was released as well. And I go, ooh, goosebumps, literal. Sometimes these symbols are so literal. But the image for us today is a drowning man is rescued or released, being drawn into others' experience, recovering from hardship, the special emotional bonds between victim and rescuer, overcoming doubts. Oh, there we go. Anyway, those are just the kind of themes for that. And Saturn in Scorpio squares Mars in Aquarius. Saturn in Scorpio is quite inward and deep and smoldery. It's in Scorpio with the moon at 26 Scorpio, which is the Occupy degree. When Occupy started at noon a year ago, September, the rising sign was 26 Scorpio, which even though it's a Scorpio inward degree, nonetheless its image is a noisy musical band marching through city streets. And we go, ooh, things are kind of literal. Okay, but Saturn is quite inward. It says there's a part of us not quite ready to emerge. It's quite in. There's an incubating. It's dark of the moon. Saturn's in Scorpio. Jupiter's storytelling god is stationing retrograde, inward, 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 until the 30th. Yes, very early in the morning on the 30th when Jupiter goes forward. So we're inward, backstage, designing the desirable story for this group, for each one of us, for the world. And the intention we give it then begins to pour forth from inner world to outer world as we move, you know, past the end of this month and on into February, and we'll take a little tour in our gatherings through the year. And again, each moment of time woofing for us to animate its to cooperate and animate with its most desirable aspects while understanding what happens if we don't. Which is why in old fogey astrology, people go, oh, Saturn square Mars, beware of stubbing your toe or having an accident or getting arrested, or it's not a good time to knock off a 7-Eleven or whatever it is, you know, warnings, you know. We go, the fearful aspects of Saturn, which we all encounter, are simply appropriate when we've given away our authority to some less competent external being, and then we should be afraid in order to inhale back our Saturn into where it kind of belongs physically, which is right below our navel. I'm sitting up straighter now, going, there we go, and we're kind of inhaling, you know, all the past disbursements of wherever we might have scattered our authority, anything that would make us cringe or worry about what somebody thought. Now, it's good to know what people think, but not to be thrown off our rhythm by it. It's good to be informed and therefore reverent and mannered in a intrinsically appropriate way, not a constraining way. But so right now, we're just all together inhaling, you know, Saturn back from disbursement, you know, bad leaders, or, you know, just not quite up for it, or father, or anything that made us cringe. Ugh. You know, anything that, you know, in moments of vulnerable contemplating the horizon of our lives, as we scan it, we go, okay. Those are the, where we're going to inhale our Saturn and delete that file. So, because see, files, just for the metaphor, we might suck the chi out of them, but as I was attempting to delete the files from a friend's computer who had given me his computer, and we realized he had an automatic download too, so we were deleting things, but they were filling back up because there was some, and I was like, no, and then we had to track and find the originating file and delete the whole thing. So everything literal is so metaphorically apt right now. We have to go to the core, deep, deep place, find that file and delete it. But, you know, but willingness is all. Going, I don't know exactly where it is, but wherever it is, I'm deleting it. That'll do. It's our lives are actually easier than an actual computer. So there's that. And so inhaling our Saturn. Now, Saturn square Mars as a surfacey thing can bring up fear. Yes. You know, or dread, or the fear that what we really want, we can't have any Saturn-Mars interaction. You know, we go, let's delete that file. Because part of the beauty of our gathering right now, Saturn squares Mars. The image for Mars is quite fantabulous, available to us all right now, especially by the group animation. La, 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 la. You know, a human, a man or woman, contemplating an inspiration which could change their life. That's Mars's degree. And we go, ah. So it says the Saturn frustration or stopping or not being able to rush through something is in fact a blessing for some deeper release and some inspiration which could change our life. You know, and our relationship to time is like, yes, we aspire to be on time. Oh, I do. I want to be better. Okay, delete my delinquency file. I'm finding my delinquent file and deleting it. Yes, I would. But on the other hand, the playfulness, Saturn squares Mars, but Mars trines, Jupiter, is, again, we go, well, we wonder how this slowdown is fortuitous. We heard this fantastic thing on the radio when we were stuck in traffic, or this thing didn't happen. But then we ran into somebody on the street that was such a perfect appointment that, there's a larger rhythmic pulse, and we aspire to be mannered, orderly people. But when things get cast delays upon our path, we then wonder, and we don't. I love from a million years ago, again, reading so many of Carl Jung's letters, well, off in a brooding, alone life. But he said his experience of the divine was when he encountered a stronger opposing will than his own that he just had to kind of relax into. And I remember just from a million years ago, at the same time I was reading those, I ran into, you know, a character. We're all characters in the mystery play. A guy who called himself Total Chi, who was about, no, we're all control. We're all complete mastery of our lives. And I told him Jung's quote, and he goes, well, I don't know who this Jung guy was, but he must not have known very much about life. Ha! And we go, oh, Jung whippersnapper, Total Chi. So we love many, many ways of being, many layers of stories. We want to delete our certainty file, wherever that is, certainty file, find, seek, delete, let not constraining certainty. You know, let's not impose constraining certainty upon liberating mystery. So there's a fair amount about kind of hunkering down right now. Neptune's image is squirrel hiding from hunters, kind of, what's that? You know, so there's an inner thing, getting ready for outer, but not quite. Again, dark of moon, pooling in, sifting through, throwing out garbage, composting things, deleting files, getting ready, you know, for new structure, new light. It is the first new moon, you know, after the solstice. We love that. So it is a kind of translation of that energy into traction and grounding. And what would we like to accomplish? Again, each one of us, as a group, because we're magnetizing even more coherence of what I said, convening our conversational cahooting, whereby to profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, just for the fun of it, to profit from reciprocal blessing, may it go well for you, and for each person here, and for everyone's cat in the brambles. We're all in this dream together, for the part of us that is a cat in brambles. Well-wishing, may it find its way safely home. So reciprocal blessing and mutual magnetizing mojo. Let me just write that out again, or say that again. We are convening our conversational cahooting, whereby to profit from reciprocal blessing and mutual magnetizing mojo. Saturn, and Uranus are the co-rulers of Aquarius, which is any group endeavor. And they say a lot. My quip to myself is we can be lonely on our own, but it really takes a group in which to be alienated like that. But on the other hand, we aspire here in our telepathic little webby telecoyote kind of way, in our convening and the structure of website here and the Facebook thing over there and, you know, all these things, designing ways in which we gather. We're designing what wants to happen, which is, you know, groups full of reciprocal blessings at Mars trines Jupiter, and magnetizing mojo, Saturn Scorpio, so that we can really, you know, increase well-being of our team and our dedication to be effective agents in this world and to practice things backstage that will stand us in good stead. And then each one of us gets to file, according to intuitive whim, you know, scouting reports of this is something that went really well or this was something that went confoundingly bad. And we have a council of many, many, many ideas and ingenuity. And but more than that, it's not just us humans. Whew. Saturn in Scorpio to Aquarius says, any Aquarius gathering, any healthy community of our own psyches or in the outer world depends upon Scorpio. How well does each one of us accept the kind of the to and fro to the Scorpio invisible world? How much is spicy insight in investigative truth welcome, as long as Jupiter, it is a fundamental blessing, even if it's the bringing up of something really difficult. It is fundamentally a blessing. And it can be a fierce blessing, like all those abusing power move to a place where they can no longer harm themselves by harming others, or writing somebody's name on a piece of paper and sticking it in the freezer to cool them out. Although I don't do that anymore, but that was fun. But we're all evolving. So the square, when I said that all squares are false estrangements brokered by the reality police to render people obedient, well, the square, the 90-degree angle between Scorpio and Aquarius goes, any Aquarius visible gathering is attended by the invisible. And this to and fro, this commerce between worlds that all great civilizations have had as part of their extraordinary representation of art and calendar, this underworld, overworld, the myriad forms of, again, commerce between backstage, the invisible, the ancestors, the spirits, the realm of music, which of course is invisible, you know, to and fro. So we want this channel opened up, you know, and part of the dynamic, why is Saturn square Mars kind of interpreted by some astrologers as like, oh, I wouldn't go out today. It simply means the instructions are to open up channels to the invisible, to welcome things that are larger than human. And if we don't, we encounter circumstances that are so humbling that we must ask for help or change our lives in some significant way. So humbling encounter, not the point of challenging patterns, but often the incentive to finally follow the counsel of those patterns to go, all right, we will avail ourselves of the mysterious backstage, you know, as well. And so part of the dynamic, Saturn squares Mars, like, oh, I'm frightened that I won't ever get what I want, or I'll always be alone, or things will always be disappointing, or whatever. I mean, fill in your own customized 5-year fear planner. You know, the fears we fear that we're going to fear far into the future. And we engage the Jupiter. You know, Saturn squares Mars, Mars trines Jupiter. Ah, the Mark Twain Jupiter, Sagittarius Mark Twain incarnation of Jupiter. I've experienced many terrible things, says Mark Twain, most of which never came to pass. So we go, yes, let's delete all non-valid, extraneous, whaley, let's delete the anticipatory dread file. Find and delete. You know, what a good idea. That's great. Agent Ally Diane from Vermont chiming in. Kings and queens, not so bad, really. kings and queens, Sufis share the image of being sovereign in our own realm of responsibility for and delight with all that we are cultivating within. I like it. Where's my tiara? Oh, well spoken. That's adorable. Really good idea. Nice. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, to the reframe, perfect, or the frame that makes it acceptable, going, no, we're not, you know, we're not Downton Abbey, you know, Lady Mary, huzza huzza, but exactly as Diane guides and suggests, kings and queens, sovereignty, yes, the whole essence of the tale of Dame Ragnall that is in our archives and we might tell again someday, but sovereignty. The king must wed the land and grant it sovereignty, men granting sovereignty to women and to those parts of themselves that are outwardly represented as women, and women granting sovereignty to men and the outward part of themselves known as men, their spirited capacity to manifest blessings all around. Let's see, many places to go. Time is our friend. We have some time, but also let me pause just for a moment. In case anybody is waiting for a pause to summon their energy, their Mars, to overcome the inhibition about chiming in if they want to do, you're completely welcome to hit *7 if you want to chime in. Otherwise, I will continue. Jolly banter. But you are very welcome. And let me refresh the trickster site. That's nice. Oh, yeah. Good. Yes, welcome, Mary, Sushmita, Jazana, Rebecca. We have a great team. I love our team. I do. Mwah, I love you. This does feel really great. Okay, so many of our team chiming in. And all over the place, I will have us know, it is by the positive use of technology, we are not increasing alienation, but actual collaborative mojo intimacy. Because yes, New Mexico, lots of people in California, some in Vermont, some in Massachusetts, some in Washington, D.C., some in Virginia, some in Maryland, some abroad, some, anyway, there we go. Let me honor, and I think we're gonna be staying with Saturn for a while because Saturn really wants our attention through this season, certainly through the inauguration. Ooh, yes. Remembering that the inauguration comes from the word augur, the diviner who would walk out into nature and nature would reveal the most responsible, Saturn, responsible person who would then be inaugurated. So we will be honoring Saturn, rhythm, traction. But part of, you know, in our experimental mystery school mojo here, in one of the first actual pretty great mystery schools was a part of, we would spend 2 weeks, people on their own, it was a correspondence class, but 2 weeks on each tarot card. And one would find that as one focused on that tarot card, or when I've taught primarily astrology before, when we focus on a planet, then, I will get back to that question there, chiming in here, that our external experience would self-organize its way, it's like providing a frame. It's like, man, I have never had such great dreams as when I was in Jungian analysis. It's years ago. It's like, wow, you know, when you give a frame, the psyche just... So Saturn is our frame. One ally says, why no more chill time in freezer? Yes, it used to be from Santeria. Santeria would say, you know, all ritual is literalized metaphor. So I do, and I find it very witty. That they said, for instance, if somebody's behaving badly, you write their name on a piece of paper and you stick it in an ice cube tray and you put it in the freezer to cool them out. It was very witty. It is very witty. It's available. Experiment. The reason I don't do it so much anymore, because we're all experimenting and changing, is that it's a little bit related to, right after that, it was the disastrous, you know, 2000 election. And we were all sticking bananas, you know, in the shape of Florida in the freezer. and it might have helped, but it made us feel better. But I also had a fun, you know, kind of mojo-y person on the radio who suggested that at that Halloween that we fill a jar with, I don't know, nails and we start and pictures of people we didn't want to get elected. And it was like just a little bit, you know, not quite right. Afterwards, I would shake it, you know, and go, ugh. And afterwards, an astute listener in Los Angeles said, you know, I think forces of up to no good really like that. They feed on that. Now, it's true, the wittiness of sticking somebody's name in the freezer and the mojo of nails and red pepper and people's photos is different. It is different. But I just sort of gave it a rest. But it's available. We're going to be putting out many, many, many fun rituals to stir the cauldron of your own original literalizing metaphor, and we can have that can be part of the forum. Rituals that worked and rituals that blew up in our faces, you know, all useful and fun to know about. Jornis the trickster, always there, you know, doing many things, squaring Mercury and Pluto, squaring into the Capricorn thing, disruption, liberating disruption. Jornis is a part of us that has no category about success, fail. It's just try stuff. And it does share the, you know, rulership in the antique language of Aquarius. Jornis the trickster and Saturn focus deep stability co-rule in the antique language Aquarius. So it's all this theme of how much structure, how much wildness and improv. But to stay with Jornis for a moment, Jornis, no category about success, fail. Other parts of us do, you know, Saturn does, you know. But Jornis says, try things. It's nature's experimental evolutionary ingenuity. Try this, you know, and that didn't work. All right, we throw it into the delete file. Oh, is there a person wanting to say a thing? I just heard it. Perhaps it's a spirit. It might be a spirit. So try stuff. And but that theme of how much structure. Yes? I don't know what that means. Hello?
I don't either. Can you hear my voice?
I can hear you. There you are.
Okay.
Hello.
This is Yvonne's line from Minnesota.
Good.
And I think this is a Saturnian sort of thing. Because I was trying to understand where my ancestors were, and I have an extremely mixed background and not connected necessarily. And I found myself doing a practice of saying, I am water, I am fire, I am earth, I am air. I'm saying this fast, but I would let myself experience what that meant. And then I did it a second time and really tried to understand the nature of that. I learned that from you when you did my reading. What is the nature of water, et cetera. Ooh. And what happened was, in the end, I mean, like, I'm saying this in a minute, but if I was talking about it for 10 minutes, it becomes like a practice, and it allowed me to understand that everything on the planet is those things, and I am really related to them, and my ancestors are, in fact, life. And I connected to that somehow. I mean, I'm just putting this on this tonight for the moment, but this has been a deep thing, and I think it's probably Saturnian.
Oh, that's great. No, Saturn, Scorpio, very deep, and all the traditions say no more powerful words than I am, as they are invocative. And the rhythm... It's so I am, yes, as you said, deep, you know, to spend some time. I am water, I am fire, I am earth, I am air. These are my ancestors. Yeah, because there's this call and response. It says whatever we dedicate to inwardly, we're going to experience pretty quickly. Again, we slow down inwardly, and then we pretty rapidly externally encounter something that delights us in its symmetry, like, oh, within and without, you know, again, within and without, very permeable.
Am I still on?
All right.
Okay, I just want to recommend it to people to just try it and then give it longer time, you know, do it more than once and give it more time. What happens is just wonderful.
That's great. I will. I will do that.
Now I'm off.
Thank you, Agent Ally Evangeline, one of my favorite names from Minnesota. Yes, and Evangeline Adams, one of the great astrologers of all time, in saying when people were worried about end times and worried about, you know, their death and all, as an astrologer, she said, we all come under death aspect, you know, two or three times a year. It depends on who decides to get on that train. So we bring in Evangeline from Minnesota and Evangeline Adams, great astrologer. And as we convene through this winter, you know, think of things. We'll have, a place in the website, you know, which will be kind of like a little trickster temple, Asclepion, you know, where you want to invite in, yes, water. We can even have a whole page for what we can play. Water, fire, earth, air, how we can access that, what it might say, poems, music that remind us of those things that feed this part of us. Because what I started to say several miles back is, you know, Saturn says, you know, any of the planets say there's a quality of energy represented by the planet Saturn that we can feel, you know, in many ways. You know, our calendar is because of seven visible planets, Saturn day, you know, structure, laws, authority, containing the word author, focus, boundaries, discipline, means being a disciple, response, ability, the capacity to respond appropriately to time's demands, or maybe some jollier word than demands, time's invitation. Some of us are anti-authoritarian, and we have to work that out with our Saturn, you know, our inner Saturn, lest we have it staged with our outer Saturn. When people get pulled over by the police, you know, I always go, oh, unresolved issues with daddy, being played out and, you know, hiring somebody to bust one. You know, and let us remember also in these increasingly whatever times when we might have fears or whatever, or people go, what if the NSA is listening? And I go, well, may they only be improved. You know, from the 70s, the whole realm of affirmation teaching, one that's really good, again, you can put this in your magic backpack as well. You know, we are always invisible to the authorities, except when we request their assistance. That one really, really, really works. I just cannot tell you. Again, experiment. Everybody try things for themselves, but you go, oh, it's a really good one. You know, and it can even work for parking. My car is invisible, you know, except to be safe. So there's that. Well, there was one other thought there, but it went away. But Saturn, you know, is bounded by a unique ring system. We'll be posting beautiful pictures of Saturn that has been a source of wonder for its symmetry, its symmetric beauty since Galileo first gazed upon it through his telescope in 1610. You know, ringmaster, ring leader, Saturn's province includes time, boundaries, limitation, definition, form, structure, authority. It's our friend. I mean, we love all these parts of ourselves. We make friends with Saturn. And again, the external Saturn is where we're, oh, how many on this call have issues with procrastination? Because it's kind of, maybe people here are perfectly skookum and ordered and disciplined, but anybody here who's got an issue with procrastination, part of the Saturn-Mars dynamic that would make this understandable is no shame, no blame. There's a part of us that learns rebellion and anti-authoritarian resistance and goes, no. And so we set our, some of us, you know, as early young people, set our thing going, anything external telling me what to do, I'm like, no. And then that gets internalized. So then when we set schedules and things we'd actually like to get done, especially for those of us who are self-employed, then there's an old part of ourselves that goes, you know, here's what we're going to do. And there's another part that goes, no, fat chance, No way. And we just want to speak lovingly to all the parts of our inner community, going, oh, you know, oh, Saturn, Mars, in each one of us, in myself, you know, it's only us telling us what we want to do. It's not some external grumpitudinous bad thing. It's like, oh. So we cool out and we go, oh, well, then I will let myself get things done on time. I will quit resisting time. You know, there was a movie I saw as a child that just stayed with me forever, and it was about a young boy finding a magic marble that when he rubbed it, it would stop time, and he could walk around and do everything, but everything else was stopped, and that really stayed with me. There was like, oh, I wish I had more time. I wish I could stop time, and we go, you know, that's kind of futile. It's related to regret. It's just, you know, so let's delete that file. Wishing we had more time. Delete that thing going, remember Eliphas Levi, let us conduct ourselves as though we were kings and queens with all eternity before us. We rest our lives from day to day upon the sure foundation of eternal being. There we go. So there's an infinite more Saturn material where we'll begin to deconvene for the moment. And we'll keep all these things going and rolling and kind of tease them through the week as well. We're going to get some traction and some ongoing things available and magnetizing and all kinds of forms that will grow for fun. No obligation, just for replenishing resources that we can be agents of cool and response in hot world. But for us now, okay, dark of moon, when elders traditionally gathered to determine the course of culture. Saturn squares Mars, deep inward, and let the kerfuffles magnetize our trine to Jupiter, the desirable, the wonderful. Jupiter's image right now, curiously, you know, it's about deadlocks and things. Its curious image is arouse, strikers, surround the factory, recognizing dialectics, making adjustments, bargaining, compromises, overcoming deadlocks. There we go. Well, a little blessing to the outer forms of kerfuffle in the world. May wisdom and blessing pour into the tight, dark, scary surface and deep realms of craziness and violence and people missing the whole point of life in cruelty. You know, Saturn square Mars has been described also as describing cruelty, but part of it is, you know, the violence that comes from repression and the blessing that we pour onto everything, even the guiltiest among us. You know, Nathaniel Hawthorne says, let us not lose kinship even with the guiltiest among us. Meaning, it's a tough gig in the mystery play, playing a terrible role. We go, you know, blessings. And may you go backstage and find a better role to play, you know, for all of us. But for us right now, and for this week especially, you know, our inner dedication, when things are slowing us down, we go, how wonderful, a delay. A frustration, you know, a blessing disguised as a frustration. How wonderful. I wonder what the blessing is. Oh, there it is. But also, as Jupiter retrogrades back in the course of this week to its stationing degree at 6+ Gemini, which is the oasis, we're journeying back to the oasis, that we may all wish each other here on this call, and then as agents of that spiraling out into the world, to feel replenished. You know, our springs bubbling back up, the re-enthusing after darkness or constraint or difficulty or pain of any kind, the replenishing plucitude of life force vitality, known as the trickster ingenious and also the Jupiter blessing realm, because they're equally strong in this dynamic, in this kind of perfect dance. So we journey to the oasis. We, in order that we may be agents of, you know, the restoration of the waters of life, the primary heroic, in whatever way, we form our inward dedication, you know, our manifesto of dedicated devotion, always a good thing, that we've been working on for some time. Again, new people, guest people, everybody people. But it's a really good thing to do now. It's a really good thing, no matter if we've done it before or never done it before, but it's really crucial because it says, what are we dedicated to, each one of us? And to write it down, it doesn't have to be a long thing. And nobody's telling you to do this, so you don't have to rebel against it. It's just a suggested offering. You know, easy, 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 we say to ourselves. They're like, we go like a beautiful spooked animal that doesn't want to be told to do anything, going easy. There we go, there we go. So what are we dedicated to? The inward dedication magnetizes the outward opportunity. So what are we dedicated to? Because Jupiter says, yes, life, the re-enthusing of each one of us, that we may be agents of re-enthusing. And Jupiter says, you know, we'll make each one of us, and then through us, everybody, you know, although we are deleting the specialness file and embracing uniqueness. That's really good. So Jupiter says, we'll make each one of us wealthy by our definition of wealth. Now we hand it to Saturn. Saturn in solitude loves defining things. We go, Saturn, forget that, you know, fear thing. See, if we don't give Saturn something to do by the collective realm, it can easily default to fear or dread or depression or aloneness. But we're deleting that file. So, you know, depression, fear, and aloneness are no longer files available for psychic download. And therefore, we are less and less manipulatable and more agents of principles rather than subject to laws. And that's good medicine for the whole thing. Remember, part of our ongoing experiment is the essence of ritual magic was always an increasingly cultivated group of people who are willing to spiral into collective mind an expanded repertoire of blessing and responses to enlarge our species' capacity to have manners again. Oh, this is a wonderful thing. Yes, there we go. So Jupiter says, what do you want to feel like? What do you want to feel like to others? They go together. So there's that. So for our finale, we'll have a short pause in case anybody wants to chime in, but then we have just two short things to close with that are really great. If anybody wants to chime in, would be the time. And then you can, you know, email and speak and all kinds of things. And our new teammates, you will be given the secret handshake code to the Facebook page. And then everybody, before next Monday, will be given access to this really fun trickster training website. It's in process, but it's very, very cute. I like it. It's a structure that will allow for play and, you know, gathering that. Anyway, it's a good thing. So that's good. So I'm going to briefly open up everybody so that we can all make that wonderful sound together. Maybe Richard will briefly unmute everybody so that on the count of three we can make that empty trash sound. And then we're going to go back into silence because we have a wonderful closing of Obatala. Obatala is like a very positive Saturn, very beautiful. Saturn is a great friend of ours. It is wisdom and calm and serenity. It's our inner teacher, our inner guide, and our connection to everything wise and deep. In, as Evangeline says, in the realm of water, O teacher, water, O teacher, fire, O teacher, earth, O teacher, air. So can you unmute everyone, O Captain Richard, for a moment?
Unmuted.
All right, there we have it. All right, on the count of three, first, before we count three, okay, just everybody think of both known and unknown things you wanted to delete, you know, just... Oh, fear, dread, debt, trumpetude, all those things. Okay, and then on the count of three, we're just going to make that wonderful sound. Okay, one, two, three. Excellent. All right, now let's mute everybody. And if we could have, O Maestro, great Captain Grand Wazir Richard, the Obatala song.
Mi padre aquí le traigo un tema muy bonito para usted. Un tema que me sale del alma. Sagrado. Un tema como nunca ha oído. Más perefumo patalá. Ecua papá.
Ocuo palawa. Haremos de palawa. Y ya te hace culo una palawa. Papá y pase culo una palawa. A poco todo así yo soy palco. Papá y pase culo una palawa. Haremos de palawa.
That is the swaying to the rhythm of wise Saturn, Obatala. So may we all find our rhythm, make friends with Saturn, our own autonomy, this time, this night, this week. May we have good dreams. Our wise Saturn within and without, our guides, our allies in myriad forms as they show up. So thank you all, team, and we will reconvene throughout this week and also next week on call. Good night, team.